Zora was 20, blonde and absolutely gorgeous. The couple that employed her, Mr. and Mrs. Johnson, were in their 40s, and from the moment they hired her, they knew they'd get to fuck the pretty co-ed. She worked part-time at their home, taking care of their child, and enjoyed the job greatly. The pay was good, the house was lovely, and the kid was fun. She also got some time to study while the child was taking his naps. Of course, she noticed the way Mona Johnson stared at her every once in a while, and more often recently. If Zora had to be honest with herself, it was as if she was being eaten alive by those big blue eyes. Zora couldn't deny she found Mona incredibly sexy. Sure, she was older, but she was still in great shape. While Zora was curvaceous and had big, gorgeous boobs, Mrs. Johnson's tits were perky, yet small, and her tall figure was lean and athletic. She had the kind of body most teenagers would envy. Mona's hair was short and dark, and her skin was wonderfully tanned, just as her husband's. Oh, and then there was Mr. Johnson, Carl. Carl was impossibly tall, muscular, and in charge of every room he walked into. He was some kind of CEO, though Zora didn't know which company he was the head of. She didn't really care either way. He was closer to his 50s than his 40s, but he didn't look it. His hair was salt and pepper, and had a wonderfully sexy beard that he kept oh so neat. Would Zora be lying if she said she didn't feel hot all over whenever he was around? And did she ever protest when he pinched her ass and told her how good she looked that day? The truth of the matter was, Zora was just as enthralled by the older couple as they were with her, but she didn't want to throw a good job to the garbage in case this was just innocent flirtation. Zora didn't know it, but she had nothing to worry about. The Johnsons wanted her around, and this was more than just merely flirty behavior. It all became clear one bright summer day when she received a call from Mona. "Hi, Zora. Could you come over today? I need to go get my nails done, and I have no one to leave my boy with. I know it's last minute, but I'll pay you double if you come over." "No need for that. I'm free. I'd be happy to help," Zora replied. And within half an hour, she found herself knocking on that massive, incredible door. She wished one day she'd owned something as luxurious as that mansion. Much to her surprise, Carl answered the door and let her in. She was confused, of course, but maybe he was just about to leave. "Hi," Zora said cheerfully, and looked around, not seeing the boy running towards her as he'd usually do. "Where's..." "He's not here," Mona informed Zora, and her voice came from the guest room, just a few feet away from where the co-ed was standing. Zora turned around to face her employer, confused, and her jaw dropped at once. Mona was naked from head to toe, looking so sexy it was almost impossible to keep her eyes off her. Though she was in her 40s, she was so firm, her petite curves incredible. She was shaven down there, and her pussy glistened with arousal. "He's at a birthday party," Carl explained, placing his hands firmly on Zora's shoulders. And the younger woman gasped softly. "It's just the three of us. Now you can decide. Do you want to stay, or would you prefer to leave? You won't lose your job if you don't want this to happen." Zora didn't have to think about it for an instant. She looked up over her shoulder at the handsome older man, and then towards the naked, stunning Mona, and then smirked sensually, nodding in agreement. "I'd like to stay," she purred hotly. And that was when Mona walked over to her, while Carl stood behind her, pulling down her dress with that firm touch. "I'm glad, beautiful, because we've been waiting for this day for a long, long time," Mona whispered, pressing her naked body against Zora's curvaceous shape. Zora was no longer wearing her pretty pink dress, and much to the older couple's delight, she wasn't wearing a bra either. She rarely did. The dress pooled on the floor, and it was soon joined by her panties. Carl had bent over and rolled that soft fabric down her thick thighs, caressing her legs in the process. Zora and Mona kissed passionately, their tongues dancing together, a delicious, sexy tango that never seemed to end. Carl continued to caress Zora's backside, from her legs to her ass and back. No inch went unexplored.
"You are stunning, Zora,"
he grunted hard as he wrapped his arms around her, squeezed her breasts with an expert touch. The younger woman moaned against Mona's lips. Soon, though, Mona slipped away from the kiss, smirking sensually, and winked at the young co-ed, dropping to her knees and losing herself between Zora's legs. She didn't waste a second, sticking out her tongue and rolling it up and down Zora's sex. It was such a young, tight pussy, and Mona adored the taste of her arousal. Zora moaned sharply, feeling that tongue between her folds, and Carl's strong hands firmly groping her breasts. He removed his pants, his cock bouncing up and slapping Zora's ass, making the beautiful blonde gasp.
"Have you ever been fucked in the ass?"
he asked against her ear, pressing his bulbous head between those cheeks. She closed her eyes, feeling Mona's lips wrap around her clit and sucking at it eagerly, and she nodded softly.
"A few times, and I want it to happen again. Please, fuck my ass while your wife licks my pussy. It's too arousing. It feels too good,"
Zora replied at once, opening her legs as wide as she could, giving Mona more than enough room to lick and nibble at her soaked pussy. Carl wasn't going to waste any time now that he had the babysitter's consent. He scooped up some of her arousal, slipping his cock between her legs, and allowing his wife to lick at his length. When he was sure he was nice and moist, he thrust back and pressed his crown against her cheeks, adoring the way the younger woman moaned so passionately. His wife was doing a great job keeping Zora nice and hot. She had been talking about licking the blonde's pussy for months, and now it was finally happening. He was going to claim her ass in the meanwhile. With a firm yet unrushed thrust, he sunk himself inside the tightest hole in Zora's body, her ass clenched around his girth, making the older man grunt with arousal, throwing back his head as he buttoned up inside her. Keeping one hand cupping at her large breasts, he slid another one and grabbed at her wide hips as he began to thrust back and forth. He fucked her ass, slowly at first, but harder and faster as seconds slipped off. Mona continued to lick Zora's pussy, sucking at her engorged clit and touching herself vigorously while her husband forced the co-ed's body to sway beautifully back and forth. The room filled with the sounds of their bodies rocking together, of the moans and grunts, pleasure and arousal, the only emotions they could experience.
"Fuck, you're so tight,"
he grunted at long last, thrusting inside that tight ass so hard. He almost made Zora trip forward. Mona held her in place, sucking at that clit as hard as possible, so that Zora could come in tandem with her husband. Zora's ass tightened and massaged Carl's dick so fiercely that she milked him for every single drop of cum he had. Mona gulped down Zora's juices with delight, fingering herself harder and harder. Only a few seconds later, he was quivering all over as well, her thighs tensing wonderfully, and she stopped licking, unable to focus any longer. The orgasm was too powerful to allow the older woman to do anything but throw her head back and moan. This was the first time the nanny and her employers fucked, but hardly the last one. From time to time, she'd be called over to the house when the child wasn't around, just to have fun with Mr. and Mrs. Johnson. And every single time, Zora was more than ready to have a great time with the sexy older couple.
If you enjoy this podcast, then please write an Apple review saying why you love it. We truly appreciate your support and the wonderful messages we receive from you. See you next time.